Currently, only 5% of the HSE's disability budget has gone on personal assistance and home support services. Meanwhile, 85% of the budget is spent on residential day services. This needs to be flipped on its head. It's costing the state more to keep someone in an institution as opposed to providing a personal assistance service so disabled people can work and engage in our society. Research from Sweden shows that the cost of a replacement for an individual with extensive functional impairments in a group home often exceed the cost of personal assistance, not taking into account the personal benefits for disabled person alone to participate in society with greater flexibility and freedom of choice. There are huge constraints on the current personal assistance service in this country. Delivering services is often repressive and tied to the medical model approach as a price, as opposed to on a needs basis. Those in need of PA support often find the application process problematic, as there is no standardised procedure, and those in receipt of this support do not have any security regarding the continuation or extent of the service due to lack of legislative protection. A chronic lack of understanding of the term personal assistance service is pervasive in the HSE and has led to inconsistencies in the standards and quality of service provision across all HSE areas. For instance, the practice of assigning home help hours to disabled people instead of a PA service still continues today. Furthermore, individuals are also at risk of being removed from waiting lists for PA services when they accept home help hours. PA services are only offered during certain hours or on a rigid schedule or time slots of less than an hour. These restrictions mean that the person only receives enough time to get up, get washed and dressed, which is in essence a home support service, not a service that supports and enables independent living. As far back as 1996, it was identified that an average need for 10 hours of PA service per person per week could only respond to essential personal care needs, not quality of life requirements, and it would certainly not enable full active participation in the community. 30 years on, and the independent living movement in Ireland continues to strive for full independent living on behalf of disabled people, advocating for choice and control over their lives and full participation in society as equal citizens.